Back in the old days, people called them flying saucers. Then they became unidentified flying objects, or UFOs. These days, the terminology is unidentified aerial phenomena. No matter what people call them, UFOs are having a moment in 2020. Earlier this year, the Department of Defense released three videos taken by Navy pilots, one from 2004 and two from 2015, that revealed mysterious flying objects. Then, the New York Times wrote a story about the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon program that still exists today inside the Office of Naval Intelligence. All of this means that the attention is focused on what used to be so often joked about. But the Roundtown UFO Society in Circleville has existed since January of 1989. 79-year-old Pete Hardinger was one of its founders. Here, you can listen to the former DuPont worker from Circleville recount the four sightings he's had in his lifetime, beginning with the first in February of 1958.
Yeah, I'm Pete Hardinger. I live in Circleville, Ohio for a couple of years. I lived in Cleveland when I was a youngster, but most of my life I've lived here in town. And I got interested in UFOs back in February of 1958. And I'd heard about UFOs and that before. Didn't really wonder what they could be. I knew about the Bruce Stevenson sighting because as a youngster, we used to go by the farmhouse and my parents and them would talk about it. But in February 1958, I was going to a high school basketball game. It was a tournament game out at Pickaway County Fairgrounds. And my buddy was driving, and we was going down to East Main Street and we'd seen a strange light in the sky. We were down by where Circle Hills is now. It was stationary in the sky. So let's follow that. We went out of town and didn't see it anymore. So we come back into town. We went down Lancaster Pike to go to the Coliseum. And we seen this light coming alongside of us. It was maybe 600 feet in the air or so. Very low. You couldn't really tell the outline of it because it was so bright. And it just went above the Fairgrounds Coliseum. So we tried to follow it, and we lost sight of it after so long. I came home and told my brother about it, Brother Bob, about that sighting I had, and it was very strange. Well, 5 days later, I think that first sighting was like the 22nd of February, 1958. A high school ball game was going on like the Coliseum. But the 27th of February, I call it the 27th because it's just past midnight around 1 o'clock. My brother was watching the late TV show. The TV would always shut off around 1 o'clock at that time. But he said he went downstairs and the dog was barking. Let the dog outside. She was barking pretty loud, so he let the dog back in. And he came back upstairs and because of the sighting I told him about 5 days ago, he looked out the window of our house there. And he's seen the saucer-shaped craft going along there. He ran over and he started shaking me to get out of bed because 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning I was asleep. I said, hey, let me go. I got to go to school the next morning. I was a junior in high school at the time. He said, no, you got to see this. So he pulled me to the window and I looked out. It was the brightest object I've ever seen. It was about 1,500 feet up. The sky just passed over Escherman's Mill. In my own mind, I was thinking, my goodness, what is that? You know, trying to see the outline of it. Slowly went away in the distance. And he was excitedly telling me about what he had seen with the object and all that. And in my own mind, I was thinking, well, you know, can this be a natural explanation? No way. And I'm looking out about 30 seconds after the light had went out. A totally different object came back. It was a red-orange object, circling just like the setting sun. Came back toward us about just outside Circleville. I'd say within about a mile of our house, we was in the second floor, could see it. It stopped and hovered in midair. And then, if you picture your own mind, the top half of it folded down into itself. And then, after a few seconds, it tilted, went down to the ground. And that just blew my mind, you know. I mean, that to me was the no-doubter. You know, this different object or the same object changed shape, whatever, came back toward us. And it landed. And my brother, I'll never forget, he said, well, let's run down the street. I said, no, we ain't going nowhere. We don't know what's going on. We'll wait for other people to report it. Because it was right over town, like 1 or 2 in the morning. But nobody else reported. We kept it quiet and all that.
Now, those sightings that you just described for me, Pete, do you count those as three sightings or two? Because you said you've had four, right?
Right, right. In 1997, it was, worked at DuPont. And I went upstairs to work Palmer area. One of the reasons I went upstairs to work at DuPont was he was outside up on the fifth floor. You look all over. In 33 years, I had one sighting. Well, I'd see some lights off in the distance, and you know, I couldn't really count. Well, one night about 10 o'clock at night, on that date, the full moon was up. That really helped. Full moon. I looked up at the full moon, and just about that time, a large triangular-shaped craft was going overhead, about 2,000 feet up or so. I see the different lights on it and all that. I called Rickenbacker Air Base because I had their number, and they didn't recall anything happening, but they could have said that anyway, but I thought I'd call them. But that was my triangular-shaped craft I saw. So, and the next day, I think it was in Indiana, I found out they had a lot of reported UFO sightings. I'm not sure it was Indiana, but it was somewhere not that far away.
When you see something like that, how do you know it's not an airplane?
Well, the shape of it, because the full moon was above it, and that's what helped. So you have that full moon above that object, and you could see that outline. Yeah. Like I say, in 33 years at DuPont, I didn't go around looking up the sky all the time, but, you know, just so happened.
And then your fourth?
Yeah, the fourth sighting was down at Myrtle Beach. My grandson, Tyler, was up on about the 12th floor. He looked out, it's nighttime, it was around 10:30 or so. Looked out and said, "Grandpa, look at that." And there's four lights hovering out over the ocean. You know, I'd say about a mile out or so, just hovering there, staying there. And we looked at, I'd say maybe it lasted up to a minute or so. And we seen a helicopter coming up from the coast. It was getting close to those lights. The lights went out. The helicopter turned around and went back.